It's time now for the golf tip of the week.
All right.
Okay, hang
How'd
on.
How they do?
As Jim would say, Ben Hogan style.
So you got to say something Texas style. Yeah, Ben Hogan style. Very good. I'm impressed. See, you were right there with it. All right, this week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. All right. Who said this, but don't answer yet?
Okay.
It's the first test of championship golf I have ever designed. Yeah, see there? There's a clue for you. If not,
I didn't realize this
golf
one, yeah.
Designer. Yes, exactly.
That's right.
All right, this week's Tip of the Week is prayer grip.
Okay.
Prayer grip.
I need all the prayers, and I need to get a grip.
Prayer grip.
There you go. All right. Perfect. All right. So, it has to do with putting. As a matter of fact, John, since
we were
talking
me
about
putt?
That. Yeah, I know. So, what I want you to do is I want you to take your putter in hand, set it down on the ground, and I want you to put your hands on the putter grip where it's just the palms of your hands on the putter grip like this. Okay. I'm showing John so that he gets the visual.
Yeah, I got you.
But you put your hands on the putter. And you sit there and you pick that putter up and you make it so that it's straight in line with your forearms.
Okay.
And that's the correct angle for the way that golf club should sit on the ground with the putter shaft in the same alignment with your forearms. And as you do that, I want you to make some strokes back and through. And you'll see that that putter will not waver as long as you keep your hands firm against that putter grip.
Yeah, just trying to keep it like a pendulum.
That's exactly right. And when you do that, you're training your muscles to not let the putter flip back and forth. That's the biggest killer of good putters ever, is when your wrists start to flip through. So I want you to take several putting strokes with your hands on that putter, in a prayer fashion, praying that you make the putt. And then I want you to go ahead, and from that point, I want you to just get your hands to grip that putter, still feeling the palms of your hands against that putter grip. And when you do that, now you can keep that same motion. What it does is it allows your upper body to work. Yes, your upper body does the work in a putting stroke, folks. So you want to work the shoulders and arms back and through, and that's going to help you make more solid contact. It's going to give you a more rhythmic stroke back and through, give you better tempo with it, and you're going to make a lot more solid contact with the ball. And if you've chosen the line right and you've chosen the speed correctly, you're going to make more putts.
Thank you, Jim.
That is... Jim. That is your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard. We got you.